I'm astronaut Bob Thirsk of the Canadian Space Agency. Welcome to the first Canadian expedition mission to the International Space Station.
400 kilometers above the surface of the Earth, the most delicate balancing act known to humankind takes place. Day after day, as the crew of the International Space Station falls endlessly around the planet, they strive to keep their bodies healthy and active.
I guess the best way to think of it is that an expedition is a marathon, as opposed to a shuttle mission, which we think of as a 100-meter dash.
The weightless environment means that muscles are no longer challenged in the same way, and that bones lose their calcium at a significant rate.
To counteract the impact of the environment, we try to build up as much muscle mass, as much bone density as we can before flight, knowing that during our time in space, we're going to lose bone mass and strength. On the station, we'll use a stationary bike, a treadmill, and a muscle fitness tool called a resistive exercise device every day for at least 2 hours. These devices will slow the loss of our aerobic conditioning or our muscles from wasting.
On orbit, substances that tend to scatter or separate can be very hazardous to the health of the crew.
The air filters in this station are important components making up the life support system of the orbiting laboratory. If any biological debris, like body fluids or inert material, even cookie crumbs, is created on board the station, it's going to float around. The risk is that the particles could get into our eyes, our nasal passages, into our throats, and into our lungs, causing irritation or illness. The fans on board move the air, and the filters do a great job keeping the air particle-free.
Staying healthy in space requires a nutrient-rich diet with just the right amount of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Space program dietitians ensure a balanced, convenient, and appealing menu for multiple cultures on the International Space Station.
There are North American, Russian, European, and Japanese menu items on board. Each of the menus repeat after about 16 days, so we do get some variety in our diet. Our food is either freeze-dried or thermal-stabilized. It looks and tastes a lot like camping food. Even so, we all have our favorites. Shrimp cocktail seems to be a big hit on orbit.
Outside Earth's atmosphere, even something as simple as the pattern of day and night can cause challenges. Installing Canadarm2 on the International Space Station, mission backup astronaut Chris Hadfield experienced a vast range of visibility conditions, from glaring sunlight to midnight black in only minutes.
In space, we orbit the Earth every 90 minutes, so we experience 16 sunrises and sunsets every day. There are studies that show the biorhythms of astronauts, the internal clocks that determine when and how long we sleep, don't function the same way in space as they do on Earth. The result is that the quality of our sleep, at least in the short term, tends to suffer. Sufficient sleep is critical to maintaining our health, so we count sheep, we read, we listen to music, and we make sure our sleeping area is dark, just like we would on Earth.
Long-term spaceflight means living in close quarters with a team of people from diverse backgrounds.
Years of cross-cultural training helps us to develop social adaptation skills. I try to be knowledgeable about current events taking place in my crewmates' countries as a way of acknowledging issues that are important to them. We need these kinds of skills to maintain crew bonds. Besides working together, we take the time to relax by watching DVDs together in the evenings and on weekends. And we even get together at the windows with cameras and talk about what we see below. We share the experience of appreciating our world in its entirety with no consideration of borders or boundaries. It keeps us in good spirit and looking forward to tomorrow.
As we approach the next phases of exploration, returning to the moon, and ultimately ensuring a human presence on Mars, it is vital that we learn how to prepare the next generation of planetary explorers for long-duration spaceflight, to keep them healthy and productive.
Canada's first expedition mission represents a major step in that direction.